Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to stay informed and work collaboratively with individuals and organizations who are actively working to advance equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas.
Greetings. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. Here are a few noteworthy things that are happening in our community from Tuesday, September 15th to Monday, September 21st. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. We start this week's podcast with an opportunity relating to health and wellness. Texas Health Action hosts two town hall meetings to obtain feedback on merging the work of two agencies, the Kind Clinic and Waterloo Counseling Center. This integration will allow providers to create integrated care for those seeking sexual health and mental health services. Both organizations are committed to patient-centeredness, responding to community needs, and delivering care in a setting that is free of stigma. The feedback sessions take place on Monday, September 14th and Wednesday, September 16th. Both sessions begin at 7:30 p.m. With regard to the COVID-19 response, we have a recurring meeting that we'd like to highlight, which is a daily 9 a.m. check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response hosted by the Community Resilience Trust. With regard to raising consciousness about race and racism, we highlight an event hosted by the Institute for Urban Policy Research and Analysis and the UT Opportunity Forum called I Can't Breathe, Approaching Police Brutality in the Black Community, an online forum on race and the justice system to be held on Friday, September 18th at 1 p.m. Given increased tensions over how communities experience criminal justice, questions about the role of police enforcement abound. Join this expert panel as they consider the role of policing and the Black community and its implications for racial justice. Next, we continue with our ongoing coverage of the Texas Tribune Festival. What is usually a three-day whirlwind of panel discussions and interviews featuring dignitaries, luminaries, and politicos is this year a month-long affair featuring big names in politics, policy, and the media. This year's festival includes several free events open to the public, which this week include the following: one-on-one sessions with Robert Gates, former Defense Secretary for Presidents Bush and Obama; John Meacham, presidential historian; Dan Crenshaw, Republican congressman from the Houston area; and Marco Rubio, Republican senator from Florida. There will also be recordings of the Political Gab Fest, the Weeds, Yalytics, and City Talk podcasts. There will also be panel discussion on why the Latinx turnout matters, featuring Crystal Cermeño of the Texas Organizing Project and Maria Teresa Kumar of Voto Latino, moderated by Victoria De Francesco Soto of the LBJ School of Public Affairs at UT. I certainly don't want to discourage you from purchasing a festival pass, which this week gets you access to the events that feature panels previewing the upcoming legislative session on topics that include the budget, healthcare, and criminal justice, a session on the aftermath of gun violence, a conversation with Willie Nelson and his wife, Annie Nelson, called Funny How Time Slips Away, and one-on-one conversations with Cecile Richards of the organization Supermajority, Maria Hinojosa, anchor and executive producer of Latino USA, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and Darren Walker, president of the Ford Foundation. A quick note that there are reduced registration fees for students and educators. Moving on to two highly anticipated festivities, with the first being Ham Day, benefiting the Health Alliance for Austin Musicians, aka HAM, on Tuesday, September 15th. Proceeds from this event allow HAM to provide thousands of Austin area musicians with life-saving healthcare services all year long. There is a $7 match for each dollar donated by community members. Consider supporting HAM's mission of keeping music in Austin, alive and well. Musical showcases take place on Facebook Live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., and from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Wednesday is 16 de septiembre, September 16th, which is Mexican Independence Day and usually involves a week-long set of activities to commemorate the occasion. This year will be a little different, as with everything. We would like to highlight an event sponsored by the M.I.S. Barrientos Mexican American Cultural Center called Viva Mexico, which is the center's annual 16 celebration, which will take place online from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Facebook Live. The celebration will include music and dance performances by local Austin artists. Roen Salinas, founder of Aslan Dance Company, will be the master of ceremonies, who will direct the online festival, including hands-on activities that families can do from their homes, a ballet folklorico lesson and performance, and a visual art and poetry reading from artist Diana Molina of Juntos Arts Association. This year's celebration will also explore the gritos, or cries for justice, from our communities during this time of crisis, just as there was a cry for justice when Father Miguel Hidalgo himself issued the cry for independence of the Mexican people, El Grito de la Independencia. Finally, to start off next week, Cairns Community Council holds its monthly meeting on Monday, September 21st at 6 p.m. This is, of course, a virtual meeting. The Community Council provides guidance to the Cairns Board on community needs and challenges and helps with engagement of the community on those issues. The Community Council is accepting applications and nominations to serve. Email info@canatx.org if you would like more information. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future.
Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight in the future by emailing info@canatx.org. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.